This is SDM Insights, in-depth insights impacting the accounting industry. SD Mayer is an accounting and advisory firm located in the San Francisco Bay Area. Find out more about us at sdmayer.com. This episode discusses health savings accounts known as HSAs and whether this might be a good option for you. To help defray healthcare costs, many people now contribute to or are thinking about setting up health savings accounts. With these accounts, individuals can pay for certain medical expenses on a tax-advantaged basis. With HSAs, you can take more responsibility for your healthcare costs. If you're covered by a qualified high-deductible health plan, you can contribute pre-tax income to an employer-sponsored HSA or make deductible contributions to an HSA you set up yourself. You own the account, which can bear interest or be invested. It can grow tax-deferred, similar to an IRA. Withdrawals for qualified medical expenses are tax-free, and you can carry over a balance from year to year. So unlike flexible spending accounts, FSAs, undistributed balances in HSAs aren't forfeited at the end of the year. For the 2019 tax year, you can make a tax-deductible HSA contribution of up to $3,500 if you have qualified self-only coverage, or up to $7,000 if you have qualified family coverage. Anything other than self-only coverage. If you're age 55 or older as of December 31st, the maximum contribution increases by $1,000. To be eligible to contribute to an HSA, you must have a qualified high-deductible health insurance policy and no other general health coverage. For 2019, a high-deductible health plan is defined as one with a deductible of at least $1,350 for self-only coverage or $2,700 for family coverage. For 2019, qualifying policies must have had out-of-pocket maximums of no more than $6,750 for self-only coverage or $13,500 for family coverage. If you still have an HSA balance after reaching Medicare eligible age, generally age 65, you can empty the account for any reason without a tax penalty. If you don't use the withdrawal to cover qualified medical expenses, you'll owe federal income tax and possibly state income tax. But the 20% tax penalty that generally applies to withdrawals not used for medical expenses won't apply. There's no tax penalty on withdrawals made after disability or death. Alternatively, you can use your HSA balance to pay uninsured medical expenses incurred after reaching Medicare eligible age. If your HSA still has a balance when you die, your surviving spouse can take over the account tax-free and treat it as his or her own HSA if he or she is named as the beneficiary. In other cases, the date of death HSA balance must generally be included in taxable income on that date by the person who inherits the account. If you're eligible to make an HSA contribution, the deadline is April 15th of the following year, adjusted for weekends and holidays, to open an account and make tax-deductible contributions for the previous year. So if you're eligible, there's plenty of time to make a deductible contribution for 2019. The deadline for making 2019 contributions is April 15th, 2020. The write-off for HSA contributions is an above-the-line deduction. That means you can claim it even if you don't itemize. In addition, an HSA contribution isn't tied to income. Even wealthy people can make deductible HSA contributions if they have qualifying high-deductible health insurance coverage and meet the other requirements. HSAs can provide a smart tax savings opportunity for individuals with qualifying high-deductible health plans. Contact our tax experts at sdmayer.com to help you set up an HSA or decide how much to contribute for 2019.